We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jen and friends on Star 94.1.
Which pop star tweeted it? Ready to play along? We're going to have some Little Black Dress tickets for you up for grabs here in a second. But we'll first play here in studio with Jen and friends. Janine, you ready?
I'm ready. Bring it.
Curtis, you ready?
I'm ready.
And Mark, you ready?
Got it.
Okay. Which pop star tweeted this? Does anyone think global warming is a good thing? I love Lady Gaga. I think she's a really interesting artist. Yes, that is one single tweet.
Got it.
Yeah, I think I know it.
Okay, Janine, what's your guess?
I'm going to go with Adele because it sounds smart if it's British.
Okay. Curtis, what's your guess?
I'm going to say Jessica Simpson.
And Mark?
I'm going to say Miley Cyrus.
None of you are correct. Ready for the answer?
Yes.
Okay. That was my second guess.
Gosh. Britney! No clue why she tweeted that, but she did in 2011. Are you ready for the next one?
All right, here we go.
The tweet says, quote, "I can't believe my grandmother's making me take out the garbage. I'm rich." Bleep this. I'm going home. I don't need this bleep.
Got it.
Got it.
No clue.
All right, Mark, what's your guess?
Got it. I say Bieber.
Oh, Bieber.
Okay, so that's who I was going to say was Bieber.
Okay, yeah. Curtis, you say Bieber. And Janine?
I'm going Jaden Smith.
Ooh.
Oh, good answer.
I'm going Jaden
I can't
Smith.
Believe my grandmother's making me take out the garbage. I'm rich. Bleep this. I'm going home. I don't need this bleep.
Go
short.
It's your birthday.
We're going to
party. 50 Cent.
You know, actually, if that happened, I'd tweet it too.
Stay humble, 50.
All right. Which pop star tweeted it? Are you ready?
All right.
Quote, "I got a colonic."
Is that it?
It was what she did. I'll give you a clue there. She, to celebrate Madonna's birthday. She tweeted, quote, "I got a colonic." Who tweeted it? Mark?
Got it. Christina Aguilera.
Curtis?
Got it.
Who?
Miley Cyrus.
And Janine?
What's a colonic?
Who tweeted it? Which pop star?
But really, I don't know what that
you
means.
You get cleaned out.
That's another discussion.
You get flushed out.
Okay.
Would that matter, by the way?
Well,
if you knew the definition of colonic, would that really mean that?
Where do you want? All right, I'll go with Christina Aguilera.
Do you believe in life?
Cher.
Oh. That makes sense.
Cher's caddy. Yeah.
All right, so play along with us and see if you can get the answer to this one. I'm going to give you the tweet, but don't guess your answers yet.
Okay.
Tweet says, "Why is Rhode Island not a road or an island?"
Got it.
Who tweeted it? Which pop star? Find out if you've got the right answer coming up next. And play along with us, 404-263-0941. Give us a call right now. If you play along and get it right, we'll hook you up with Little Black Dress tickets. 404-263-0941. Which pop star tweeted it? See if your answer is right. Coming up next, it's Ava Max Now, Star 94.1.
Jen and friends on Star 94.1.
Which pop star tweeted it? Can you guess just by the tweet alone who actually hit send on it? Stephanie in Marietta. Welcome to Jen and Friends. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. We want to hook you up with Little Black Dress tickets. So see if you can play along in this round. Okay, Stephanie?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who tweeted it?
Sorry, my phone's down. Good.
Why is Rhode Island not a road or an island?
Got it.
I'm going to say Kelly Pickler.
Oh, that's a great answer.
Kelly Pickler. Okay. Mark?
I'm going to say Jessica Simpson.
Okay, Curtis?
I'm going to say Ariana Grande.
Okay, and Janine?
Ooh, I might change my answer to Ashley Simpson.
Here's the pop star who tweeted it. Why is Rhode Island not a road or an island?
Baby, baby. Come on.
Oh my God.
Justin Bieber. Stephanie, thanks for playing. Hang on, we got some little black dress tickets for you. All right, let's see. Michelle in Atlanta, you ready to play? Who tweeted it?
Yes.
Okay, here's the tweet. Quote, I hate when I'm on a flight and I wake up with a water bottle next to me like, oh, great. Now I got to be responsible for this water bottle.
I know this one.
Okay.
I hate it.
Michelle, do you have a guess?
Yes. I will go with Miley Cyrus.
You're going to go Miley Cyrus. Okay.
I got it.
Mark?
One of the Jonas Brothers.
Okay. Curtis?
Wait, Selena Gomez?
Selena Gomez and Janine.
I'm pretty sure I got this one.
Okay.
Is it Kanye West?
Yes.
The reason why I love him is that
tweet. I hate when I'm on a flight and I wake up with a water bottle next to me like, oh, great. Now I got to be responsible for this water bottle. Michelle, thanks for playing along. Hang on. We're going to hook you up with little black dress tickets, okay?
Thank you.
It's not an abandoned baby, Kanye. It's a water bottle.
And Kim in Buford, you want to play?
Yes.
Okay. Which pop star tweeted it? Now, this one's going to dive back a couple of years, okay?
All right.
I'm going to give you a hint with that because it's all about 2016, okay?
Okay.
So dial it back.
Okay.
This pop star tweeted, quote, if you thought 2016 was bad, I'm releasing an album in 2017.
So a pop star that has a good sense of humor.
Uh-huh. All right. Anybody ready?
I think I got it.
Which pop star tweeted, if you thought 2016 was bad, I'm releasing an album in 2017.
Okay.
Curtis?
I'm going to say Britney.
Okay. Mark?
I hate that I'm struggling on this one. I'm overthinking it way too much. I don't know. Let's go. He's a pop star. He's on a pop star show. I'm going to say Blake Shelton.
Okay. Kim and Buford?
I think I would say Britney, too.
Okay. And sure. Janine?
I think I'm going to go with Ed Sheeran.
Oh, Ed Sheeran is the guess. Okay, here is the answer. If you thought 2016 was bad, I'm releasing an album in 2017. You're beautiful. Change one. Do you remember how everybody got so sick of his music?
Yes.
I forgot about him.
Everybody got so burned out on him.
Everybody looked at Jen and went,
Wait, who is that again? James Blunt. All right, Kim and Beefy, you want to play one more round?
Sure.
Okay, ready?
All right.
Which pop star said, bleep you, Satan, bleep right off?
You tell him.
And there is no context for why in the world she tweeted this. Which pop star tweeted it? You guys got it?
Got it.
You got a guess?
Got it.
Okay, Curtis, what's your guess?
Let's say Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson says Mark and Janine.
I'm going to go with Rihanna.
And Kim and Buford, what's your guess?
I have no idea.
All right, let's see. Who tweeted it? Bleep you, Satan, bleep right off. Rihanna!
Was I right?
You were right.
J9
with the win.
Awesome. Seems like her kind of attitude, you know?
Yeah, it totally is. Kim and Buford, hang on. We're going to get some more info from you, and we will see you at Little Black Dress. All right, you guys want to try one more round of this?
I want to get one right.
I hate to leave any hanging, and we've got one more here we can play
for
this round. Which pop star tweeted it? Is meatball a fruit? Is meatball a fruit?
Who would write that? Who wouldn't delete that the next morning?
I'll give you a hint on this one. He might even tattoo it.
He.
Got it.
Is meatball a fruit?
Got it.
Now I'm going back to Jaden Smith.
Okay. Janine says Jaden Smith. Mark, what do you say?
Adam Levine.
Okay. Levine.
Levine.
And
I would say Jaden Smith.
You would say Jaden Smith?
I would say Jaden.
Right?
None of you are right.
You probably think that you are better now.
It's Post Malone.
You only said that
makes sense. Is Meatball a fruit?
He got it tattooed on his lip.
That's the only spot that's left.
That's awesome. So cool. If y'all want to go to Little Black Dress, please do join us. It is coming up at Buckhead Theater Friday, June 14th.
Yeah, it's going to be Friday, June the 14th at Buckhead Theater. Star941Atlanta.com. Here's the cool part about Little Black Dress. We are giving away a ton of tickets. Curtis is going to be out on the street giving away tickets. Be listening for that. But we have exclusive VIP tickets available for purchase at star941atlanta.com. Now, what comes up in that? You get your own private little lounge area. You got your own bar, somewhere to sit and relax. You can feel total VIP. We're giving away tickets, but if you have to be there and you want your own little lounge part of the Little Black Dress Party, star941atlanta.com. It's going to be June the 14th at the Buckhead Theater, casino tables, DJ. It's going to be a great time. Really looking forward to it and all the information. Again, star941atlanta.com.
Jen and friends on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.